Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being offered to you on February the 9th. It's recorded and aired for February the 9th, 2025. I've got a very, very serious email here from someone named Robert. He does not tell me who he is or how he found me or anything like that. He doesn't tell me what state he's in, but he is in a state. Believe me, he is. And I'm going to answer his question as best I can, and this might help some of you. He writes, "My father just passed on. He was a sad and angry man. He did not like his life. He was not a good man, Greg," is what he's saying. "So can this," he said, "be resolved in death?" It's a very difficult subject. I am not here as a god. I am not here to tell you what is possible or impossible. I am not here to do that. I do not have that prowess. I do not have that understanding. So I don't really delve into things like this and give you concrete, guaranteed answers, which is what everybody wants. If you want that, you have to go to religion. And if you go to religion, they'll fulfill your needs and wants there emotionally, but that doesn't mean they're true, and it doesn't mean that they have anything to do with the awakening process. So let's talk about how we die, and that is more important than anything else. The way we die is the way we lived, and the way we lived wasn't very kind. There was no virtue in it. There was only in what can I do to get what I want. And I have people who try to do kind things in the world. They volunteer to do things, but it's always with the idea that maybe they'll wash away their sins if they do them. And here's the thing that we must all understand. No matter what I do, if my intent is not compassion, if my intent is only sympathy, wanting the people to be relieved from all of this, if that is my intent, then that is how things are going to happen. Most people are very unhappy with their lives. This is why politics is so big and so important in our country, in our world, because we believe in politics. We believe in the idea that our life is measured by politicians and what they allow us to do, how much money they allow us to keep, and how much we have to give to them to pay them to live our life for us. And that's just the way we are. It's not going to change. People are literal-minded. Your father's passing is sad to me. I work at hospice. I see a lot of this. Most people have a trumped-up idea about their life, and they want to believe they're going to go see their mother, their father, their family, their friends, their dogs, their cats, things like that, in some place that they believe exists called heaven. But the truth of the matter is, nobody's going to tell you this, but it all has to do with our life and our death in the continuation of how we have lived and still live within ourselves under the assumption that there is a God that would judge or not judge, or give or not give, or help or not help. It's all an assumption. And when we need help, and we do, we all do, when we think in terms of God and whether or not God's going to help us, we have to look at the way we've lived our life, because that's what we've been taught. If you're Catholic or Protestant, or if you're just basically religious, you're going to think that your good has to be deserved. And that is a very sad thing to put yourself through. We know not what we do. We live a whole life knowing not what we do. We live off impulse. Nobody ever helps us understand how to tune in to life itself, to tune in to love, and then start living from that premise. We just don't do that. We don't care. We think our thoughts and how we believe or what we believe in our thoughts and just thinking by our thoughts is enough. And it's not. It has nothing to do with the meaning and the significance of our lifetime. There is something that is missing. The mystique of the mystical, as I call it. And this missing element is there because we think in terms of our very, very small minds. If you read Robert Sapolsky in his book, Behave, or you listen to or read his book, Determined, you will understand the biology of us is absolutely futile. And there is no way to live a meaningful life and leave this planet unresolved and think that we're resolved or find resolution in our life. We just can't do it. It's the mind and what we have done and our intent has been, quite frankly, violent and literal. If you want some kind of resolve in your life, you're going to have to find the source of your life. We are here to return to source. We're not here to be happy. We're not here to get what we want. Those things are added unto us. What we are here for is to return to source. Return to the source that is the extent of our energetics and brings us into a oneness that is beyond the confines of Gregory and his mental acuities. It's way beyond all of that. There are no words for it. I am amazed at great masters, teachers, people who have come into this world and tried desperately to help us. I admire it deeply. It is a very difficult thing to try to help humankind. We are so confounded and confused, but we don't know it, so we just ignore how confounded and confused we are, and we go on living the way we do, thinking in terms of, well, our survival, and that's all that matters to us, is the comfort of our survival. So when you ask me, you know, can this be resolved? I can't tell you if it can or can't. I really can't. I don't do that. I don't pretend to know things. I pretend nothing. I can tell you what I have realized and what has been given to me. All things are forgiven. You must penetrate into forgiveness, mercy, compassion. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Kindness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. When you understand what it means to be open, receptive to things that are beyond the confines of your logic and reasoning, that is when you start opening up. There is something in each human being that wants to understand all this, but it isn't of the human being that can do it. You have to go past the human. That's why meditation is so deeply important. It's the mystique. It reveals the mystique of the mystical in us. And it brings about insight. I don't talk about this much, but it is very, very prevalent in my life. Silence is the answer to everything. I understand your pain, and I understand your confusion and all the things that you're going through. And if I can help you further, I sent you my phone number. All you have to do is call. There are many things that can't be resolved by the mental capacity we have, and I hope that this helps some of you understand there's more to your life than what you think of as your living. I'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening. Please forgive me as always. Namaste.